I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm George Lizas, spiritual teacher, psychic healer, and number one best-selling author. It wasn't long ago that I was stuck in a soul-draining job, held back by fears and limiting beliefs that stopped me from following my purpose and making a positive impact in the world. Fast forward past many hours of inner work and lessons learned, I now write books and teach courses to help you find and follow your purpose too. I created the Lit Up Lightworker podcast to empower you with simple, actionable, step-by-step spiritual tools and practices to overcome what holds you back and light up the world. If you're a spiritual seeker yearning for a more soulful and purposeful life, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Lightworker, welcome to another episode of the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before we get started, let me remind you that I have a new book that comes out in... I want to remind you that my new book, Secrets of Greek Mysticism, is coming out in April, and you can order that by going to GreekMysticism.com. When you order the book, you also get a free workshop to meet your guardian Greek god or goddess. So make sure to head to GreekMysticism.com to get all the details. When you also get one of my other books, Protect Your Light, by going to protectyourlightbook.com, you also get a workshop all about turning on your psychic vision. And when you get my book, Lightworkers Gotta Work, by going to lightworkersgottawork.com, www.sagakiller.com. You can get a workshop all about finding your life purpose. So much content there for you to explore. I hope you enjoy it. This will also be the final episode of this podcast in this current format. I have been releasing episodes consistently bi-monthly since 2018, and after 150 episodes, I can't believe this is episode 150, it is time for a rebrand. As a result, there won't be any new episodes until the new year, and when I resume this podcast, I will share more solo episodes rather than interviews. In the meantime, I'll still release new episodes of my gay sex and relationships podcast Can't Host, so make sure to check that out as well. In this final episode of the podcast, we're talking about infinite receiving and how to manifest wealth by following your purpose. When I first announced to my parents, my friends, and my family that I wanted to become a spiritual entrepreneur, they all laughed at me. They rushed in to discourage me with all kinds of excuses. They were like, you need capital to start a business, or you're too young to write a book, or you don't have enough experience, or my favorite one, it's too risky, do something safer. Now, these statements may sound familiar because they are the mottos of the old patriarchal paradigm that has been in existence for many hundreds, if not thousands, of years. In this old paradigm, we depend on others for success. We don't take risks. We play it safe. And we do what we're told. Anyone who chooses to step out of this old paradigm and try something new is criticized, ostracized, and rejected. And yet, we are currently at a global turning point during which lightworkers such as you and I are courageous enough to go for it anyway. In this new paradigm, our purpose is aligned with our career or multiple careers. And as a result of this alignment, we're able to manifest wealth and abundance easily and effortlessly. In this episode, best-selling author Susie Ashworth talks about how to make this new paradigm a reality in your life. Specifically, in the episode, we talk about how to take ownership of your spiritual and inner authority and lead with integrity and personal power, ways of trusting yourself and believing that you're worthy on this path. How to cultivate a supportive culture and community in any space you step into, and how to become adept at taking yourself out of your mind and into your body and heart when you're following your purpose and manifesting wealth and abundance. I'm so excited for you to listen to this episode. It was such an amazing conversation, and what a great way to pause, essentially. I don't want to say end because I'm pausing the podcast before I come back with new content in the new year. Sending you all my love. Thank you so much for being with me so far in this journey, and I can't wait for you to experience the magic of Susie Ashworth. Enjoy! Susie Ashworth is a quantum transformation and embodiment coach for conscious entrepreneurs, an international keynote speaker, serial entrepreneur, author, and a single mom of three. Her vision is to raise the vibration of humanity through helping people consciously create freedom, joy, and abundance through sharing the secrets of how to tap into the frequency of infinite receiving. Susie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It is a real honor to be here.
I was just telling you earlier, it's so lovely to just have a conversation with you. We've met like years ago when I used to work for Hay House in London. And since then, I moved back to Cyprus. So it's really lovely to reconnect. And I know you've grown so much. You've expanded into new topics and you teach about so many different things. So I'm so excited to dive into your new book, Infinite Receiving. But before we talk about the book, I want to hear a little bit about your own journey with wealth, with manifestation, and getting to the point where you felt like, where you felt called to write this book.
Yeah, well, I think probably the first thing to say outside of, I went from wanting to earn £5,000 a month. Like that was for me, like if I could do that, then I would have made it. It took me actually 2 years to get there. And then over the last 3 years, my business has done over 5 million in cash sales, which, so this has taken a 10-year period and has been a huge journey of many ups and many downs. But I think that it's really important to say that actually infinite receiving, whilst it might sound like it, and I talk about cracking the code to conscious wealth creation, actually it isn't a money book. It is a book about creating and receiving and allowing abundance in all of its forms across every single area of your life, and who you need to be as an individual to give yourself permission to receive. Because so many of us in so many areas stop ourselves and block ourselves because of the way that we feel about who we are and what we're worthy of.
That is such a powerful message, because I 100% also feel that when we align with our life purpose, that infinite receiving becomes our reality. I experienced this firsthand when I quit my full-time job and I moved back to Cyprus. Initially, I was like making less money than I was earning in that full-time job. But because I was following my purpose and I was aligning with my truth, with what's within me, eventually it all shifted and it allowed me to expand and experience that infinite receiving. Mm. So I love that you're talking about abundance of all things, not just money, because we're so focused on money that we forget that abundance is not just that. There are so many things around it. So what are our biggest blocks to manifesting abundance of all forms?
I think probably, so there are four key areas of focus. If I had to pick one and say was the biggest block to receiving, I would say it's understanding that our own unique blueprint is, it is unique. That's the magic. The magic is in you. There is only one George Lissos. So when you give yourself permission to operate from that place of knowing that there is nobody that can share your message the way that you share your message, there is nobody that can coach the way that you coach, there is nobody that can stand up and speak your truth the way that you can speak your truth, there is a whole new level of potency and power that comes through that other people then get magnetized to. So it's really knowing your unique greatness. And most people grow up being told that actually you want to just turn your light down a little bit. Like, it is not safe for you to outshine your brothers. It's not safe for you to put your, in England, we have this phrase called tall poppy syndrome. So we'll build you up, build you up, build you up. But if you get a little bit too big, then we will cut you down. Mm. And many of us grow up with this fear that it is not safe to operate outside of the tribe. And when we're operating outside of the tribe, you're doing that in tandem with knowing that you're not the same as everybody else. And so there is a big mindset shift that has to happen within a person to understand that they are special. Now, what I love to make really clear, and I think that in many Eastern philosophies, they understand this really well. In India, they say, namaste, the light in me sees the light in you. And if I know that I'm special, that doesn't take away from your light. I see that you are special. And I think that for, it would really change the fabric of the planet if instead of feeling like when I step forward and say, wow, I've got this and nobody else is like me, that you have to take it all. You're taking it all when you say that. It's like, I'm special and nobody else is like me, but you're special and nobody else is like you, and you're special and nobody else is like you, and you're special. It changes this idea of competition. And I think that that, again, is another really important piece of the puzzle that I talk about. Like, it's not a zero-sum game.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah. So powerful, because I believe that people are afraid of owning their truth. Aside from the cookie cutter formulas that the world and patriarchy want to put us into so that they can control us and be these certain types of boxes and people, people are afraid of being, of coming off as narcissistic. But yes, what they don't realize is that narcissism comes from fear, not authenticity. On the other hand, when you align with your authenticity and you own that, there is no narcissism, because narcissism, there's a level of judgment towards other people that's not there when you're just honoring your authenticity and your truth and your talents, but you're at the same time honoring other people's authenticity, truths, and talents. And that's the power there. Now, a question I have based on what you just shared. So it's all about owning who we are and realizing there's only one of us and breaking away from all these cookie cutter formulas. Mm. But what happens when it comes to getting into a business and running a business, and there are all these different formulas and tools that we're supposed to use for success? Let's say, for example, I'm following my path, writing my books, owning it, but at the same time, I still have to sell via webinars, for example. And there are all these like systems that you're meant to follow with creating funnels and selling via webinars, et cetera. How do we maintain this balance of following the trends, but at the same time, staying authentic?
Yeah, I love this question. I think that it is really, it's such an important one, because I think that one of the biggest mistakes that people make in business, and I obviously coached hundreds of people closely and thousands of people kind of through my courses and programs, is that if there were only one formula that worked, everybody would already be a millionaire. Everybody would already be doing it. So the idea that you can take something as somebody else and just plug yourself straight in, it doesn't. I mean, I wish it worked, because I would make a fortune. But there are people who will look at the work that I do and be like, okay, take two people. Everything looks equal. One person takes the formula and absolutely runs with it. Another person takes the formula and absolutely falls flat. What is it? There are two things. One, it's personal alignment. So you might see someone teaching about webinars and be like, wow, that feels super exciting. That lights me up. That feels incredible. So you're aligned to it. You're already physically aligned to it. And then when you listen to them, you're like, oh, they're saying that. That doesn't quite sit well with me. If I was going to, like, what is it that they're trying to achieve? Okay, they're trying to achieve this. If I was going to put that in my words, what would I say that would have the same impact but sound like me? So it's somebody that can take the structure and the limitations of whatever formula it is and then make it their own, because they feel aligned to it. That person wins. The person who invests in the webinar or the masterclass or the challenge funnel or whatever the flavor of the month is, and are doing it with this sense of, this is the thing, and if I follow all the steps, then I will get what it is. If this, then that. Unfortunately, life doesn't work like that, and business definitely doesn't work like that. There's a lack of alignment there, and frequently that lack of alignment reflects in results. So understanding the principles and the structure of things, that's the key, and then putting your own magic special sauce in, knowing your unique greatness, that's where we win.
Yeah, wow. So it's basically following our guidance and finding resonance with what's happening and allowing our authenticity to come in and adjusting so that it feels right based on the tools and the practices that we use. Yeah. Then we have infinite possibilities. Can you expand a little bit about that? How do we step into this mindset of there are infinite possibilities? Because the world teaches us that abundance can come to us through certain channels, and those channels are fixed. and they're scarce. So how do we break out of this and give ourselves permission to experience something more?
So for me, infinite possibilities isn't a pillar, but it is a mindset. It is about understanding that there are multiple, and we're getting a little bit woo here, but I know that your people will understand this. Yeah. There are multiple timelines where there are multiple different versions of me. There's a version of me somewhere in the universe that woke up this morning and was having a really, really tough time. There's a version of me that woke up somewhere in the universe and is like, yay, everything's freaking amazing. There's a version of me who woke up today and had like three meetings. That's this version of me. And depending on whatever my goal and desire is for my life, for my business, I get to tune into whatever the version of me who has already done what it is that I'm looking to achieve and ask that version of me, how do I get to where I want to go to? And they will have a path. And that is great. But there will also be another suggestion. There will always a million and one suggestions. I think the other thing is, so this is, that's a kind of, it's a little kind of visualization exercise that you can do so that you can step into thinking bigger and thinking wider than what the version of you here today knows. There's one way that you can look at this. But I also think that it's really, if you'd have said to me 10 years ago, Susie, one day you are going to sit on a guy called George Lizzo's podcast and you're going to talk about the principles that have helped you make multiple millions of pounds and you're going to get there by doing X, Y, Z, that like this is the line to get there, I would have said, don't be ridiculous. Like, there could never be one line to take me from where I started to where I am now. There were multiple different decisions that were made. There are multiple different decisions that are being made every single day. And how I choose to respond to any particular moment in time will change my trajectory. Now, that is both inspiring and scary. Where I want you to be inspired is understand that you can choose to change the trajectory of where you're going hundreds of times a day by just saying, okay, I'm over here. I don't want to be here. I want to go there. So what do I do now? I'm over here. I don't want to be here. I want to go there. So what do I do now? There's no one line to get you to point B. It's like many, many different places. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so much sense. And you've just given me an epiphany talking about the timelines.
Yeah.
Because I work with timelines. I'm aware of the timelines. But now you've just introduced the idea of choosing the timeline where the version of me is able to think bigger and live bigger and just give myself permission to step into that timeline. Yeah. Allow myself to see, feel, think, and behave via that timeline through like a simple visualization. And the more I do this, the more I activate the vibration within me and therefore eventually step into that timeline.
100%.
Wow, what a powerful tool. Thank you so much for sharing this. And then it's community, which I believe is such an undervalued tool to success. I've always believed that, and I taught and I felt and I practice daily that if you want to make it in any business, wherever you are, you need to work in communities. You need to create a community, not that of people who support you, but also with your peers. So you kind of support one another, because I felt and I've experienced throughout my career that the more I've helped others doing what I do, the more I'm also helped and we grow together. And it just feels better. Because at the same time, I experience the opposite. I experience people who don't want to help, who they just want things from you, then request things, and you open-heartedly give to them. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to like asking for a favor, for example, they just like ghost you. And it's just so heartwarming and safe to have a community of supportive souls and peers that you can grow together. Can you share a little bit about the importance of community in doing this?
So the way that I talk about this in the book is really opening yourself up to the infinite potential of support. Most people stop themselves from receiving because they block themselves off from being supported, both in our 3D world, so with our within our immediate community, but then also, again, depending on how spiritual from spirit.
Yeah.
And for me, one of the biggest breakthroughs that I share about is when I first started my business journey. I remember doing an online program, and one of the questions was, how supported do you feel? And in that moment, I just burst into tears because it felt like I was carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders. I had been living my life very like mentally feeling like if I didn't do all of the things, then nothing would get done. It was all on me. That is a very difficult way to live your life. It's a really challenging way to be when you're in relationship. It's really hard when you have clients because you're taking on responsibility for everything that they're doing. You're not letting anybody help you. And every time somebody says, I was the woman that when you're struggling with like six bags and someone said, can I take your bag for you? I'd be like, no, I've got it. And in that moment, I was just like, whoa, I feel so tired because I have been holding on to so many things. And in that moment, I had this awareness that it was a real lie. Like I had been living a lie that I'm not supported because my background was I'd been fostered from 3 months old. I'd been given to the most incredible foster family ever. They'd supported me up until my mother passed away when I was 19 and then my father passed away when I was 23. But they gave me everything that I needed to be sat in this seat with you here today. And so my awareness also in that moment was that I had these guardian angels that had been looking after me even before I was born in order to end up with them. And so I really set a very clear intention to allow myself to be held, to ask for more support. Like I genuinely believe that there is one person in everybody's life right now that wants to support them more than what you're allowing. And that's the invitation. To really notice where are you blocking yourself off from receiving and start saying yes when people offer their help and start asking, both spirit and in your real life community.
I just got goosebumps because I so resonate with this because I'm the same way. I'm the last person to ask for help. And I know I have to ask for help more, like let go of my ego being a Leo and allow myself to do this. And I've always thought and taught and wrote about something that I call start with magic, because whenever we face a problem, our first knee-jerk response is to like start trying to solve it. Like, what can I do? What can I move? Like, how can I solve this problem? Yeah. But when we start with magic, we first open ourselves up to support, like spirit, how can you come in and support this situation? Yeah. And you set that intention, you do a little prayer, you open yourself up for support. And then, of course, you go and do whatever you have to do to fix it. And magically, things come in, the universe rearranges people and circumstances to come in and support you. And every time I've come to this realization was after I've just struggled so much before I could be, you know what, spirit, come in and support me. And then poof, instantly the support is given. I'm like, why did I have to wait that long?
Yeah.
It's because of this freaking ego that we have that prevents us from like asking for help. So thank you for addressing this.
Yeah. I think that it's also, there's a lot of shame.
Yes.
There's a lot of guilt. There is a lot of martyrdom.
Yes.
You know, I will do it. And then if you need to ask for help or you desire to ask for help, there can be a lot of shame. All of that blocks you from receiving. And so much of the work that I am doing is helping people see where are the smallest places that I am stopping and blocking myself? And the more of those small holes that you're able to plug, the integrity of the container that you're creating, you're yes. building that up so you can actually hold more of the abundance, whether that be money, love, support, like all of it.
I love that you're focusing on the small like things yeah. that you have to do first, because there's at least resistance about addressing those as well. We've covered sovereignty, infinite possibilities, community, and then we come into embodiment. And the way it's described in the book is become adept at taking yourself out of your mind and into your body and heart. Mm-hmm. So important to do so, because I feel we are so disembodied in the world yeah. because we're all the time thinking, we have so much information that comes into our direction all the time. We're constantly on to the next thing and we forget to come into our body. I remember, I take a membership all about like the moon cycle. So every full moon, there is a full moon meditation that I have to listen to. And I ended up listening to the current meditation a month afterwards because I kept procrastinating because I'm like, oh, I have this thing to do. I have this thing to think about. I don't have yeah. time to come into my body yeah. and do the meditation and give some love to myself.
Yeah.
And then like it cost me. So how do we make time to embody our talk and talk the talk and walk the walk, essentially?
Yeah. It's practice. So first of all, it's just deciding like what's the priority, you know? Yes. Am I creating a life where I am consciously creating all that I desire?
Mm.
Like, is that something that I am valuing? Is that something that I am willing to put top of my priority list? And when I ask that question, it's like, how could the answer ever be no? However, you will see how many people say no by the way that they are behaving.
Yes.
And frequently people say yes on an intellectual level, but how they're behaving tells us no. And so from this place, and this is where you can just do an audit, like, how am I living my life right now? Am I consciously creating time, space, and energy to allow myself to receive in the optimum? Am I creating time, space, and energy to consciously, because we're all infinite receivers, whether we like it or not, we're all receivers, it's like manifesting. We're all manifesting all of the time. We're all receiving all of the time, but how conscious are you being about it? And so from this place of just looking around you, how satisfied am I with my life? How open am I to receiving in these places? Be real with yourself. Most of us are below where we desire to be. And so from that point, again, it's finding the smallest exercises that you can do on a daily basis that are going to help you behave in alignment with your words. Words are intellectual. They don't mean anything. Action comes from you choosing to do certain things on a daily basis. And then the more you do them, the more they become part of your makeup. You know, that's embodiment. How do you choose? You just freaking choose.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? You have to put it in your calendar, put it in your journal, like make it be part of your morning routine, make it be part of your evening routine, or notice how many times a day do you feel your body go into contraction? And
yes.
this is the most simple thing that you can do. Notice when your body goes into contraction, and then notice, what are you doing with that? Are you tolerating it? Most people are tolerating walking around with this low level stress, low level anxiety, like everything just kind of, whether it's a lot scrunched up or a little bit scrunched, most people are tolerating it. What's the most simple thing that you can do when you notice yourself go into contraction? That's Penny, my dog.
Wanted to chime in.
Yeah. What's the most simple thing that you can do? Breathe. Bring power to the breath. Bring your attention to breathing. Nice deep breath in. where am I feeling the contraction in my body? So maybe it's in my chest. Okay, I'm going to breathe out through my chest. Notice how just simply breathing creates space within the body. And from that place of spaciousness within the body, it helps the mind to function without the stress. And without the stress, we can think more creatively. And as we think more creatively, we can open ourselves up to receiving more.
And we can prioritize, like following what our true calling is, rather than just like functioning on autopilot.
Yes.
Now, question about people who are multi-passionate. Because I've realized I'm a very multi-passionate person, and I've written my second book was all about finding your life purpose. And I taught a process all about defining like what your life's mission is. And it's all about finding that and then committing to that. What I realized eventually was that my purpose is a specific purpose, but it expresses in many ways. And that's true for many people who are multi-passionate.
Yeah.
For me, it's not just about writing books and teaching and doing courses. It's also about acting and performing and singing. I'm in drama school right now, so I allow myself to step into that a little bit more. Yeah. So where is the balance of expressing all your passions and following your purpose in all your multi-passionate ways versus distracting yourself from what's truly your purpose and just being involved in so many different activities?
Great question. And first of all, I think we need to release the idea that we're never going to find balance, because balance is just not...
Amen.
Yeah. We're not looking for balance, but we are looking for alignment. And I think that choosing or getting clear on what the vision is for your version of success is really important. If you're sitting here telling me, well, I want to be a Hollywood actor within the next 3 years... If you're then also writing books and, you know, playing the guitar and learning the drums and doing readings, and it's unlikely that when you're spreading yourself so thin, if the end goal is to become a Hollywood actor, that you're going to create the same level of energy that is required in order to stack the odds in your favor when it comes to that goal or vision. If the vision is, it is my highest desire to just be as free as possible, to wake up and be able to choose exactly what it is that I want to do when I want to do it, then one, you need to make sure that your money matches, you know, enables you to do what it is that you want to do. But two, then it might absolutely make sense that you've got 15 things all in the go. And that is success. So it's really looking at what is my, like, how do I define success? And then am I acting in alignment with that desire?
Wow. So essentially realizing that success is not something that's fixed. It's something that's personal to us.
Yeah.
And we get to define what success is. Because while you were talking about the two possibilities, the second one, I got goosebumps, like whole body goosebumps. And I'm like, well, that's my sign.
Yeah.
Like that is like more aligned to my vision of success, which also gives us an idea of this is how we can tell what our vision of success is, because our body tells us, speaking about embodiment, like our whole body like says, yes, this feels true to us.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my goodness. I already feel so high vibe talking to you, Susie. Yay. Thank you so much for sharing all these amazing tools with us. And I'm so excited for everyone to read Susie's book, Infinite Receiving, Crack the Code to Conscious Wealth Creation, and finally manifest your dream life. Can you please let everyone know where they can get the book from and where they can connect with you and work with you?
So you can get the book everywhere that you can buy books. So obviously Amazon, I don't know how many people you have in the States, but Barnes & Noble, WH Smith, like all of the places. I'm not sure when this is going to go out.
It's going to go out before the book comes out. So
okay. So What I would love for you to do is pre-order a copy of the book. And if you pre-order a copy of the book from Amazon, all you need to do is send me a little email with your receipt to hey@susieashworth.com. And I am releasing a brand new program that it will be completely free to anybody that pre-orders the book, called The Art of Receiving. So when you email in your receipt, my team will record it, and I look forward to be able to share with you a whole new program. And you will find me, susieashworth.com is my website, and then Susie, S-U-Z-Y underscore Ashworth is where I am on Instagram.
Amazing. And all the details will be available in the show notes below. Susie, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a real joy.
Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before you go, make sure to grab your free workbook to find your life purpose at georgelizas.com/life purpose.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.